that's four?
I think it would be four.
Okay. A much bigger animal than a mule that they also would have used for plowing. These have horns. Trying to think if I can't think of any other way to describe them. They're cow-like.
Deers have horns.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything used for plowing with horns.
Okay. We don't need it anyway. What about a little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
A female one? Or a male one?
Heifer is a female.
All right.
Okay,
if your cow is expecting a calf, you would say she's going to?
A calf.
Any other terms for that, older or country terms?
Yield.
Mm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Can that be used for other animals too?
Horses.
Oh, all right. And if you just have one of those, you would say you have a?
Calf.
No, you just said horses.
Oh.
I've changed the subject.
A horse.
And a female is a?
Mare.
And a male is a?
A stallion.
Any other name for a male horse?
Stud.
Did you ever hear that that was not nice to use around women?
Yes.
What would they say instead?
I guess just the male.
Okay. Everyone around here likes to horses.
Ride?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year he
rode.
And he has?
Ridden.
Okay. He couldn't stay on the horse. He fell
off.
And a little child went to sleep in bed, found himself on the floor. He would say, I must have
fallen off.
Okay. The things that you put on the horse's feet to protect him from the ground?
Shoes.
All right. And the game that you might play with those?
Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one where they played it with round things instead of with horseshoes?
No.
Okay. What is the hard part of the foot that they nail the shoe to?
So.
I think we need to get another term for that.
Hoof.
Okay. And two are?
Hoofs.
Okay. Male sheep is called a? I think you were saying.
Ram.
Okay. And a female sheep?
You.
And on their backs they have?
Wool.
Okay. The animal that pork comes from is a?
Pig.
And is that a full-grown one?
Well, yeah, or hog. I mean, hogs are pigs.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. A female?
Sow.
What if it's an unbred female?
I don't know the difference.
Right. What if it's a young hog?
Piglet.
Okay, suppose it's between a piglet and a hog.
I don't know.
Okay. What about a male?
I've heard them called bulls.
Really? For hog,
but,
uh-huh.
But that's all.
Mm-hmm. What if you didn't want your male hog to grow up and be able to breed, what would you do to it?
Castrate.
Okay, does that apply to any type of male animal?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a name for a castrated male hog?
No.
Did you ever hear of a barrow?
No.
Okay. What are the stiff hairs on a hog's back? They're also in a hairbrush.
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And big teeth, big long teeth that a hog has.
Tusks.
Okay. And the thing that you put food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had two, you have?
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, there are razorbacks, mm-hmm. And then there are boars.
Okay. Let's just finish this little section on animals and then we'll quit. Do you know a name for the noise a calf makes while it's being weaned?
No.
Okay. How about the gentle noise a cow makes?
Mooing.
All right. Any other terms for that?
Lowing.
Okay. Gentle noise a horse makes?
Neighing.
Anything else? Anything gentler?